You are now listening to the Black Girl Nerds podcast.
Five, six, seven, eight. Holla, boys and girls, it's the BGN. Coming from the Marvel world to the DC friends. All the way from Hollywood to the PCN. She defends everyone from sleazy men. Won't apologize for spitting Shonda Rhimes. The space that we make is never colonized. Talking games and movies and actors.
Word? Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds. Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds. Better shake your booties for Black Girl Nerds.
Thanks for tuning into this episode of the Black Girl Nerds podcast. My name is Jamie and your host this week is Ryan. We are pleased to present to you actor Kadeem Hardison, who you know best for his role as the fast-talking, flip sunglasses-wearing, girl-watching Dwayne Wayne on NBC's hit show, A Different World. However, currently, he is on a new show, because A Different World came out many, many years ago. He's on a new show, which isn't quite so new for many fans, called The Chi. But he does have a new character who has been brought into this Chi universe. We're pleased to talk to him, and Ryan is interviewing him on this week's episode of the Black Girl Nerds podcast. But the role that made him a 90s icon, which was A Different World, was one that made him a memorable television figure, and he even directed several episodes of the show. Before his breakout role, Kadeem began his acting career in 1981 after the ABC after-school special, The Color of Friendship, and Kadeem most recently starred in Moonhaven for AMC, a series regular on Teenage Bounty Hunters for Netflix, and reoccurred on the comedy series Black Monday for Showtime. In 2018, he starred in Love Is for OWN, and he also starred in Disney Channel's Casey Undercover opposite Zendaya for 3 seasons. He has starred in many, many shows, including Grown-ish, NBC's Parenthood, The CW's Supernatural, the CBS comedy NJKL. We could go on and on and on. We've actually talked to his mother, Beth Ann Hardison, on the Black Girl Nerds podcast for her incredible documentary called Invisible Beauty. So we are absolutely pleased to have Mr. Kadeem Hardison on our show this week to talk about his new role on The Chi, along with Ryan doing this interview. So sit back, relax, and enjoy this episode with actor Kadeem Hardison. Welcome to the Black Girl Nerds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan, and y'all know we are in it. It's the second half of The Chi, you guys. Season 6. I'm so excited. You guys, have you seen episode 9? I just have to put that out there. You got to go see that. You're not ready. Did you hear what dude I asked Emmett? I ain't going to say no more of that because I don't want to spoil it. But you guys got to go check it out. It was so powerful, that first episode. But you know, it's not always about the OG cast, right? When it comes to The Chi, it's always keeping us on our toes. We're on this roller coaster, right? So we get a new character that I'm going to talk about that we're going to introduce today on the show. We're kind of teasing. We ain't going to give it all away for you guys. We are talking about Professor Gardner, and I'm just trying to figure, I feel like this is the only character, or maybe Chi is the only person that can bring back like a 90s icon. I mean, he's been in the game forever, right? I mean, you got A Different World. I remember Biker Boys, Casey Undercover, like, you know, he's the OG in the game. Like, this is not new to him, but to have him on this show in this world is going to be so dope. I am talking about the one, the only Kadeem Hardison. How you doing, Kadeem?
What's up, Ryan? Thank you for the intro.
Listen, I got to do it. I just feel like the roles that you have played just mark so many generations, and it's just amazing to see your career. But I gotta start with Different World. We always got to start with that, right? Only because I was going through Instagram, and I noticed that the flip sunglasses, we can get those now. Because I was getting ready to ask you if you kept them from Different World.
I did not keep them. I was at one point sick of them, and I gave the only pair that I had away to some charity auction and never thought about them again, which was dumb. I should have saved them and gave it to the museum or something like that. But yeah, I'm selling them now. Now, but like I should have did 30 years ago. Yeah, I redesigned and put out my own joints and Vontelle.com, Vontelle.com. Go there, check out the deemed sunglasses, and you get you some. So yeah.
Ooh, I like that. Deem, some, like, as somebody that has correction lenses on their license, I'm glad you make this cool. Like, I'm glad you made it cool. Like, I'm not front with mine. I mean, I try to do a little fashion statement with it, but I actually need them. So I'm glad you're making it cool to have different accessories and everything as far as eyewear. So I appreciate
Absolutely, absolutely. Let's go. I got you.
it. So let's talk a little bit about. I gotta mention I've been watching all the interviews of you guys of the Different World cast getting back together. What was I guess what was that impact like for you? And just to see like so many themes just never go away. Like I can sit down if I just want to chill on a weekend, I could just sit down and put on some episodes of Different World, and it doesn't feel like any of the lessons don't still, which is, I don't know, in some ways it might be a little bothersome that it hasn't changed in some areas, but you know, a lot of the lessons still continue on to this day.
It's incredible. We had the most incredible writers, and they put us in some good situations to do some really fun and meaningful stuff at the same time. It was a nice blend of comedy and a message, a lesson. So when you got it, it always kind of, it felt a little more digestible to get your lesson with a little bit of humor. Because that is life,
Absolutely.
and we did have a great time portraying life at that school, that pretend school, in those times. Because all of a sudden, it became a big thing. Kids wanted to go to school. They saw us going, and they saw it on TV and thought it could be something to take into their eyes. The things that spawned the people who have gone to school because of that TV show is here all the time, every day. It's crazy.
Oh, hold on. I think I'm losing your audio just a little bit here, Kadeem. Say something again for me. I think it might be the connection.
Mic check on 1 2.
Yeah, all of a sudden got real. Did you like get a little closer to the mic or move away from the mic? And all of a sudden got a little gargly.
Got earbuds in, and
Oh, I wanted, did you disconnect them or something? Because sometimes I know the
no.
AirPods give some little issues. Oh, you had them on the whole time?
Yeah, I had them on the whole time. Let me
Oh, well, you
test.
sound good right there. Keep talking for me. I think you sound okay right there
Okay.
then.
Mic check for 1 2, 1 2.
Okay, I don't know what, if for some reason, yeah, you just got real gargly because I kind of heard, I was kind of like hearing you come through, but I couldn't hear you anymore. But just, I guess we'll just pick up from, just tell us, just keep telling me a little bit about your, like, your Different World experience and kind of getting back with the cast.
Going on tour and feeling all this love we're getting retroactively is special. I always thought that the show was good and entertaining, at the very least. But I never had any kind of inclination that it would go on and be relevant this long, this many years later, to kids who weren't even born when the show was off the air. And they know the lines. They love the characters. They bought right into it. They're living it all over again, as if it was new. And that's special. You don't get to do that. I've been doing this a long time, and you don't run across a whole bunch of those projects that stick like that.
I'm like, it's just so exciting to see. And then like how you guys kept it going, right? Just to have like just so many actors of color just keeping it going and still working in this day and age. Which brings us to the show, which I'm so excited, what I love about this show. Tell us like what can you tease about Professor Gardner? Like what's his personality like? Because I know it's only so much you can say, but what's his personality like?
I think he's that favorite teacher. His personality, he's strict, and he wants to inspire you. He's a good coach. He wants to inspire you to be your best or to go further than you think that you could go. Personality wise, he's a straight shooter. He wants these kids to do well, and he'll take his time to pull them through if he has to.
Man, and speaking of which, like we know he's gonna inspire Bakari, for you guys to give you a little tease. How was it working with Amaya Ferguson, which by the way has like his character's been so layered, it's been crazy to watch.
Oh my God. So when I started the show, I'd only seen season one. When I started filming my episodes, I'd only seen season one, and he wasn't in season one. So he's a joy to work with. You know what I mean? Me and him, we got really close. We spent a lot of time talking, even offset, you know. And so then after I finished filming, I came home and I caught up to like season five and seen the things he's done. You know what
Yes.
I mean?
Oh man,
I
that
had
was some
no
sort of
idea
mind blowing.
who I was talking to. I had no idea who I was talking to when I'm doing scenes with him. I have no idea the, which is great because I don't need to. And even if I did, I probably would have to act like I didn't. But it was so great just to kind of treat him like a kid. He's just a kid and he needs guidance. He needs that older man in his life to help him, you know, figure out how to be a man. And he's such a good young brother. It's Ahmad is fantastic. That's my dude. So we had a ball. Oh, I can't say anything else. That's it. I almost said
I know
something.
you
I
guys are
almost said
good. Like,
something.
I don't know what the
Ooh.
contracts look like, but y'all guys are good on the
Ooh.
teases, 'cause y'all don't be
No,
y'all keep it right there on the layer. Y'all be
that's
ready.
Lena. That's Lena. That's Lena. Lena got she cracking that whip. She make let you know.
All right, because I'm about to say they don't, y'all don't let nothing go. Like, we be on the edge of our seats. But just speaking of which, just in general, like, I remember you said you watched the first season, and you're right, you kind of got to let it go, right? Like, because you gotta sink into your own way of finding the world. But were you prepared? Because it's just so, I just feel like there's so many different emotions that go into these characters. They never stay the same. Like, sometimes they don't even end the season the same. And the range that they have to pull. And like I said, you're an OG, so I know you know how to handle it. But was that different just kind of stepping into the shower world though?
Not at all. Good writing really attracts all the boys to the yard as and if you got good writing, you will get the actors to come and then take it even further than the writing, and just everybody is inspired. And that's the blessing of the shy is the writing is good. It's, you know, it's a love letter to Chicago. It's, you know, anytime you can put on for your city like that, it's special. So yeah, I'm thrilled to be a part of it. It was easy. I stepped right in. I knew what I had to say. I knew what I was talking about, and the scenes just rolled. And it was, and everybody is fantastic. Everybody I work with is fantastic down there.
What about the suit game for the professor? Because the fashion is always on point. Like, is there a favorite suit? Is there a color? Like, what we talking about? Are we call like beige? Like, what we doing?
Professor is he's casual, he's mad casual. He might do a suit jacket and then with a sweater vest and a button up underneath. You know what I mean? He's very much like a teacher. He's not your he's not your hip hop teacher. But he's very much like a teacher. And yeah, I had a good time with that. That was easy. I let the wardrobe people do their thing.
The wardrobe game is tight. That's why I had to know. But I like that he bringing back the button up. That gives a little, that gives a little impression too about how he's about to shake up the audience a little bit. They need a little structure on the shot. Now, we don't know if it's gonna last, but they need a little, little professor coming in,
Absolutely.
getting all the kids centered back right now, how they need to be. So it sounds like it's gonna be a good time to watch.
I'm having such a good time now that I get to watch, now that y'all are getting to see it, I get to see what y'all see now. So yeah, it's gonna be fun.
So, getting off the shot, because I don't want no beef with Alina Waithe. I don't want to get nobody in trouble. I'm gonna get off of it before we tease something that ain't been revealed yet. but I want to ask you, what, like, if you think about just starting back with Different World, pushing it forward, Casey Undercover, you had Moonhaven, Teenage Bounty Hunters. What would you say has been like the biggest, I guess, challenge for you, or maybe biggest lesson you learned like thus far in your career?
Ooh, there's no guarantees. There's no guarantees. When you're coming off a different world, you think the world is your oyster now. You can do anything you want, and that's not automatically the case. And then when you know, think, I don't want to do a Disney show. I want to go somewhere and be a little rougher, a little edgier. And you think, let me try it. Let me give this a try. And it opens you up to a whole new audience. No guarantee either. Like I could have said easily said no to a Disney show. and saying yes kind of set me on a new path. I got to meet and be friends with Z and the whole cast. And yeah, there's no guarantees. You know, I did Love Is, which I thought was gonna run forever. I thought this here is the show we need.
Right.
Black
yeah.
love. I'm so happy, so proud to be a part of this. No guarantees.
Yeah.
Teenage
yeah.
Bounty Hunters gave me my best chance to do some acting and do something different. And you never know. No guarantees.
Yeah.
Moonhaven took me to Ireland. I went
Yo,
to
that was
Ireland.
crazy. That was
I
crazy.
moved. I
Yeah.
moved to Ireland for 5 months. It was incredible. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh.
You just enjoying the journey. Enjoying the journey is the thing I take away from the whole career, the span. It's just, you know, take those steps and enjoy that journey.
What is there any genre yet that you haven't explored that you want to kind of get into? Or are you just kind of like you said, as you just going with the journey, just going with the flow?
Yeah. Yeah, we did some sci-fi, we did some dramedy, we did some comedy. Yeah, I don't know. There's no particular genre. I just want to keep on, you know, being getting opportunities to work.
Right. Yeah, I hear that. Yeah.
It's just too much fun when you get to do it. It's a hard one to track and take down, but once you get it, you'll never have more fun if that's what you love than doing
Yeah.
it.
What I guess the last question here would be what when you need to just like chill a little bit, if you're getting too caught up in your head about a character or whatever, what do you kind of do to kind of relax and chill out a little bit, kind of take your mind away from a little bit?
I usually I watch other things. I watch lots of TV, lots of movies, lots of I like video games, any kind of, you know, storytelling element that isn't so related to mine or whatever I'm trying to do. If I'm trying to find something for character or something, or blah, 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 and I get tired of, you know, not being able to find it, which isn't the case all the time, or most of the time. Yeah, I'll play some games. I'll play some video games. I'll watch some sports. Take it easy. Think about something else. I like to
I
sleep
still
on it.
haven't. I've been waiting to get into video games. I still haven't found the right one yet. I don't know. I got to work on that.
But yeah, you sound like you would like Zelda.
Hearing
You would
people
like
talk about that. I need to get with it.
Get
I
you a
need to get with
Nintendo
it.
Switch and go get you Zelda.
There we go. All right. Well, you
Yeah.
just gave me a homework assignment along with me trying to figure out who Professor Gardner is, because I'm so excited to figure out what he's going to do. And I'm nervous all at the same time because it's the shy and we always
Yeah.
nervous because we already
Yeah.
know.
Yeah, stay on your toes. Keep your head on a swivel.
I
Yeah.
know. I can. Oh, man, it's going to be crazy. I'm so excited. Well, Kadeem, I appreciate you. It's been an absolute pleasure. You know, it's one of those bucket list interviews because I'm telling you, I catch all the shows, all the movies. So I'm just so excited to have a chance to talk to you.
I appreciate you. Thank you so much. It's been fun.
The Black Girl Nerds podcast is produced by Jamie Broadnax. The opening theme song to our show is written and performed by Samus. Various instrumentals are performed by Samus, Sky Blue, and Shubzilla. You can find various episodes of the Black Girl Nerds podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Audioboom, Google Play Music, and Spotify.